I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad you could be here with us. Not sure if you've noticed, but today is International Women's Day, and in this half hour, we'll be hearing stories about how women around the globe are fighting for their rights. In a few, one woman's battle in Brazil to save her home from demolition ahead of the Rio Olympics. Let's turn first, though, to an issue that many women around the world are fighting, the obsession with lighter skin. In Nigeria, for example, one of the most popular cosmetic products for women is a skin lightening cream. And in India and cultures across Asia, women grow up believing that fairer skin is better than darker skin. So what is behind this obsession with lighter skin? Naini Tyagaraja, a Sri Lankan-Canadian filmmaker, has made a documentary called Shadism. Naini, what do you think is going on with this obsession with fair skin?
Well, shadism is an issue that's existed globally for centuries. I would connect it directly to histories of colonialism across the world. That's why you see it everywhere. And this idea that power and beauty is associated with whiteness. I can give one personal example. Coming from Sri Lanka, which experienced successive colonization, first by the Dutch, then the Portuguese, and then the British, power and beauty was associated with white people and whiteness.
At a personal level, Naini, do you consider your own skin dark or fair? And when did this whole thing become a thing in your life?
I was considered fair by my family, and a lot of the commentary that I experienced wasn't necessarily for being darker skin, but more so for preserving or maintaining or not losing my lighter skin. And so a lot of the commentary was to stay out of the sun so that I wouldn't, so to say, lose my color, which is an interesting way to phrase it. Mm. I always laugh because we've traveled a lot for the film. And so even my mother has said, you've lost your skin color forever because of all the travel. And it's interesting to hear that commentary even now after working on the film.
Were you put on a pedestal because you had light skin?
Yeah, and I don't think I noticed it as much when I was younger. Looking back, I can see that I grew up with a lot of privilege. For me, weight was always my issue. But now looking back at a lot of my experiences, yes, there was definitely a difference.
So you've made this documentary, Shadism, and I'm just curious to know, what was it like making this and meeting women who have very different values placed on the shade of their skin?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges that I faced, and rightfully so. I think it was an important critique from other women of color who questioned, what does it mean for me as a South Asian woman who, for the larger part of my life, has been lighter skinned, to tell these stories ethically and responsibly when that's not my experience. But it was an important critique because if I didn't receive that earlier on, I don't think I would have been cognizant to tell the stories in an honest way.
So there's a cultural aspect. There's also the health aspect to skin lightening that's really negative. How many women did you meet while you were making this doc who used bad skin lightening products and permanently damaged their skin in the name of beauty?
We traveled to Somalia, and when we spoke to women there, they all talked about how it's normalized to use skin lightening creams, and that if you don't do it, people think that you don't have money or that you can't afford it. And even lighter skin women express the fact that using skin lightening creams is important because you feel like the darker skin women are catching up to your skin tone. And so that was kind of an interesting sentiment I heard there. The only other person in the film who openly admitted to using skin lightening cream was my mother. She'd never gone for bleaching at a beauty salon, but she had used the creams. Maybe I think she stopped using them 2 years ago, but she had been using them.
So what is the argument you would present for why women should not use these skin lightening creams? Is it about self-acceptance, and how well does that work in parts of the world where women are not empowered?
What I've seen in terms of shadism and actual movements, there is a movement in India, the Dark and Lovely campaign, which really pushes for, you know, acceptance and respect and love for women with darker skin. But I think that it really starts with conversations in our communities and with others about how it makes us feel. I think that's where the change really starts to happen, and we don't have to look outside for it.
Filmmaker Naini Tyagaraja will be screening her documentary, Shadism, about the trend of skin lightening products, tonight in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Naini, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.